And now to our inbox. Two sharp-eared Morning Edition listeners, Jimmy Meyer in Texas and Paul Douglas in Connecticut, wrote us yesterday on the same topic. On the show, we had featured a story about how hard it is to track planes. There was a Malaysia Airlines plane that disappeared last year and hasn't been found. We had another story on the show about advanced software that is used to track ships. So, our listeners wondered, why can't planes be tracked the same way as ships? Morning Edition producer Selena Simmons-Duffin went on a mission for an answer, and she tracked down correspondent Jeff Brumfiel at NPR Science Desk.
Okay, Jeff, hi.
Hello.
So these listeners were basically noticing that the proposed airline tracking regulations that David Shaper talked about.
Planes will be required to check in every 15 minutes during normal operations, and there's an additional standard for planes in distress.
In that case, they would check in every minute. But even that sounds pretty basic in comparison to the ship tracking we heard about from Chris Joyce.
Large ships carry electronic devices that constantly broadcast the ship's location and heading.
Okay, so Jeff, what do you say? Can we track ships and planes in the same way?
Yes, we can, and in fact, in many cases, we already do. Planes are fitted with satellite antennas, and those connect to the satellite network called Inmarsat. It's based out of the UK. That used to stand for International Maritime Satellite Organization. So this was a company set up in 1979, originally as a nonprofit, to track only ships. Today, almost all of the world's airplanes are tracked by the same company.
Okay, so what's going on? Why aren't we tracking planes in real time?
Well, the reason for that is that although Inmarsat provides that service, you have to pay for it. Kind of like you have to pay for a cable subscription, even if you own a cable box. A lot of carriers do pay for the service, and they transmit their position data. But Malaysia Airlines was one of the carriers that didn't. And as a result, the position data from this missing plane, Malaysia Airlines Flight 370, was never sent. So this is really more a question of regulation than anything else, requiring airlines to do this. And Inmarsat's already said they're willing to take the data from the airplane, the position data, for free and process that at no cost. So there's really very few barriers at this point. The antennas are in place. Inmarsat's willing to do it. It may become a regulation shortly. I think we're likely to see tracking very soon.
All right. Thanks.
That was my Morning Edition colleague, Selena Simmons-Duffin, speaking to NPR science correspondent Jeff Brumfiel. And there you have it. You ask, we answer. If you have a question or comment about the show, you can always write us. Our email is morningedition@npr.org. You can also tweet us with your comments. We are at Morning Edition, at NPR Montaigne, at NPR Inskeep, and at NPR Green.